Okay, Rabbi, let's bring us a few Berachah d'Haggadah. I have here a sefer. This is a fantastic sefer. The sefer is worth its weight in gold. It's called Ronu Liyakov. It's two volumes. It's on the Moadim. It's on the Moadim. The chaver is, I don't know who this fellow is. His name is Hakoton, he writes Hakoton Yaakov Weiss. Po Munsi. I don't know what Yud Sadi Vav stands for. Okay, obviously this person is Munsi. He has haskamas from, it seems that he's a Satmar. Okay? He has a lot of haskamas from everyone over here is from Satmar. All of the, I guess it's an old safe. This is Rav Moshe Teitelbaum from his father. So this must have been a long time ago. Okay, there's an iron he has. He doesn't have from Zalman Leib, I don't see. Okay, this is whether you're a Satmar Chassid or not, this sefer is really, the creativity, at least for me, is just awesome. Awesome, awesome. The ideas are just really out of this world. A lot of his stuff, he focuses a lot on numbers. He's very into numbers. Numbers, numbers. He has an itia to focus on numbers. And from the number, he begins to develop ideas. Not everything is numbers. That's like some of the very loch. A lot of them are numbers. There's a lot of good stuff. Let me share with you. He has a very a section. Really has a hakdama to the Haggadah. It's a very long section. And he has this one major theme he tries to show. It's an idea. It's original. That goes through the entire Haggadah from beginning to end. All based upon a principle of emunah. Now, what do we mean emunah? We know that emunah is the basic principle of what the Seder is all about. The entire Pesach, entire little Seder can be summarized in one word, emunah. And there are many different aspects to emunah. We know that the Rambam has given us 13 ikarim, the Yud Gimel Ikrei Emunah. But the truth is, the Rambam is not the only one. Rambam is not the only one who focuses on Emunah. There are many other Rishonim which give different klolim in Emunah, and he focuses in this idea on one approach to Emunah. And the Emunah can be broken down into four critical ideas, four critical beliefs, four critical pillars of faith. The first is to believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay, that's Pashat. You believe that there is Ribbono Shel Olam. The second is to believe in prophecy. Nevuah. Prophecy. Nevi'im. Number three is Olam Haba. Schar ve'oinish. And number four is Tchias HaMeis. Life on this world will achieve a state of perfection. This is something which is very popular. This is not his idea. This is probably rooted in the Rishonim. The Rambam is more elaborate. The Rambam is 13. In fact, he has over here a whole arichos and all the different. He goes through 13 opinions of emunah. He goes Rishonim, 13 Rishonim, what they write about emunah, and basically each one of them holds. There's one. The first one says there's one principle of emunah. The second says there's two. 3, 4, 5, 6, all the way to 13. The Rambam is the most, 13, but he shows other opinions that hold there are 12 principles of Muna, there's 11, there's 10. But this is definitely a very common approach. There are four pillars of Emunah. Let's review. There is an awareness that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam, and he controls everything. He calls the shots, which includes this Hashkocha, and Hashem can do whatever he wants. It's Hashem's world. Hashem is the Kol Yochel. The second principle is a new principle, is that Hashem gave people in this world, Nevi'im, prophets. Hashem uses them as an instrument to reveal to the world his desires, his will, what he wants there to be in this world. The third principle, very basic principle, which is not related to the other two, is in addition to this world, there's another world. Okay, that's a very basic principle of emunah. That after a person leaves this world, there's olam haba, there's olam ha'emes. There's a spiritual world which we know nothing about. That's, you know, it's a very powerful pill to swallow. Emunah, you have to believe there's another world. There's, in that world, there's the real Schar v'oinesh does not take place in this world. The real schar v'oinesh take place in the olam ha'emes, whatever that means. And then there's another principle which is now related to these three, and that means there will come a time, we don't know when Mashiach will come, there'll be tchias ha'mesim, and there will be a shleimus in this world. This world is broken. There are a lot of problems. There's a lack of recognition that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. There's many, many problems, but the time will come when there will be Mashiach and the world will achieve a state of perfection. Forget about the next world. In addition to there being an Olam Haba, there's going to be something very special that will take place in this world with Yimos HaMashiach. Four principles of Emunah. He now goes on to show in the most amazing way, and I'll only tell you in just a few parts of what he says, not anything I fully grasp and understand. These four concepts go through the Haggadah from beginning to end in many, many different ways. And before we get into that, let's first go build upon another principle, which he has many, 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 many dimensions to this idea. Let's focus on what happened in the Chumash Bereishis. Chumash Bereishis, we find four generations that were very problematic. What are the four generations? It's Rashi Tevos Amse, Aleph Mem Samache, Bidim Osi, Arsi Amse. I soil with tears my bed. Bidim Osi with my tears, Bidim Osi. Arsi, my bed, Arsa, I, their tears come down and I make it dirty through tears, my bed. That is alludes to, he says, the four generations that rebelled against Hashem. Who are the four generations? The Dor Enosh. What happened to Dor Enosh? That was the beginning of Avodah Zarah. Oz Huchal Likroi B'Shem Hashem. The second generation was the Dor of Noach, the Dor Mabel. What happened to Mabel? Ki hishchis kol bosres darkoi al aretz. Mol haaretz chomas mipneihem v'hinni mashchisam in aretz. What's the third generation? Third generation is the Dor Phlogo. Ki bog there, they all rose up to rebel against Hashem. Hashem dispersed them throughout the entire world. And the fourth generation is the Dor of Sidom. The Dor Roim v'chatohim laHashem me'oid. Four different generations, four different groups of people in we find in Chumash Bereishis, which Hashem destroyed. Hashem destroyed them, Hashem spread them out, because each one was unique in their rebellion against Hashem. So he explains here, the Mechaber, this Rav Yaakov Weiss, he explains that these four generations correspond to the four principles of Emunah. The Dor Enosh is a rebellion against the Ribbono Shel Olam. What? His existence. Oz hu chalikoi b'shem Hashem. Instead of worshipping Hashem, they worshipped the sun, the moon, the stars. They denied the existence. I mean, ultimately, that's how it came to it. At the very end, they forgot about Hashem. The first principle of Emunah, that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam, ani rishon v'ani acharon u'mi baladai in Elohim. They rebelled against Hashem. Pshuto kimashmoi. Dor Mabel. What was the Iker Chet? Well, you would assume the Iker Chet was they rebelled against the Kihishchas Kol Bosar Zdakai Elo Aretz, Kimol Aretz Chamas. But he says Hashem gave them a Noach for 120 years, hacking away, building a teva. What's this 120 years building a teva? There's going to be a Mabel. If you don't behave yourself, you don't do tshuva, Hashem is going to destroy you. Noach acted in the place of the ultimate Navi. Noach was a Navi. And the people refused to acknowledge that Noach was speaking in the name of Hashem, that you have to do teshuva. Solid, right? Rechol? Satisfied? This is a solid, solid idea. It was a denial of the fact that there can be people on this world that are delivering the message of Hashem. 120 years is mamish of 1/50th of 6,000 of the years of this world. Hashem gave them a Navi to tell them to do tshuva, and they didn't want to listen to do tshuva. Unbelievable. The Dor Haflogah corresponds to Olam Haba. Pashut. Hashem, you're in your world. We're in our world. We're going to rebel against you. This world is ours. We want nothing to do with you. We want to rebel against you. We want to cut off our connection between you. Our destiny is in our hands. There's nothing more to life in this world. And we will shelter this world with our technology. We'll build this Migdal Bavel to rebel against Hashem. It was many little some type of technology. The world should not be another Mabel. It was a statement. He has more examples. This requires more clarification, which I don't know at this moment, but it's all here, buried here in his words. He explains that the essence of the Dor HaFlogah was to deny that there is an Olam Haba. It's a rebellion against Hashem. The Dor of Sodom, and this is very interesting. This is something that you would never think of, but it's very powerful. This idea in and of itself is a very powerful idea. What came out of Sodom? Who survived Sodom? One person. Only one person. Lot. And what came from Lot? Mashiach. From Lot came Mashiach. Lot and his two daughters, Rus and Moav, his two daughters, Nej, Amun and Moav, comes Mashiach. So he says, it's very interesting, from that you can learn, is that the whole approach, since Lot miraculously survived, so Sodom failed. The failure, the success, the failure shows what their kavana was to the very beginning. The door of Sodom believed there's no such thing as Mashiach. The world will never ever get better. It's not possible ever the world will achieve a state of what we know as Yemos HaMashiach, Vidor Kevesim Ze'ev, Mimele Chatoim V'rohim LaHashem Me'oid. They created a system of what we call Sodom, of not giving tzedakah, not doing this, not doing that, because there's no belief. It's amazing. This is a very deep idea. There's no way in the world can get better. Think about communism. So it's all very similar to this concept. It's the world. It's not possible for people to be good. So we have to create a system where we shelter ourselves to survive. Because it can't get better. It can't get better. It's not possible there can ever be a Yemos HaMashiach where there's going to be chesed, there's going to be positive things happening in this world. So we have no choice but to create a society where you don't give tzedakah, and you don't do this, and you don't do that, and you rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that the survivor of Sodom was Lot, from whom came Mashiach, and they had him in their clutches, and they were trying to swallow him up, they were misnagged against the belief that there can be a Yemos HaMashiach with Chiyas HaMesim, and the world can achieve perfection in this world through the goodwill, the good midos of man. Okay, that requires more explanation, but the roots are there. It's a very, very deep idea. These four Amseh. Amseh is, Aleph is Enosh, the Mem is Mabel, the Samach is Sodom, and the Hey is Haflaga. Okay, Bidim Osi, Arsi, Amseh. I cry, David said, this is Drush, I cry in my bed over the Chorban that these four generations have made in this world. They brought into this world a Chorban where people do not believe, these four, they denied the four basic principles of Emunah, Yediyah of Hashem, Navi, the awareness of Olam Haba, and Yemos HaMashiach. Unbelievable, no? Unbelievable. Now, let's go to the Haggadah. The Haggadah, he says, everything in the Haggadah corresponds to these four. Let's look at Dala Kaisas. Four cups of wine. What's the first cup of wine? Asher Bochar Banu Mikolo Amim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiddush, Kadesh. A recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole Kiddush is a recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has redeemed us, that there's a Creator. Pashat. Okay, that's the first principle of Emunah, is what we do when we Mekadesh Alayayin, there's Ribbono Shel Olam. The second Kais. What is the second Kais? The second Kais is on Maror. What was the issue of Mitzrayim? Vayimoru es Chayehem. So what was this? The second was in the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu. The second kais is said over, this is what he says, over the whole story of Exodus that was done through Moshe Rabbeinu. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu was not mentioned in the Haggadah, every single thing that happens in the Haggadah was done under the authority of Moshe Rabbeinu. So, Nevuah, the second kais is a recognition that we have a Moshe Rabbeinu who took us out of Mitzrayim, who said Pokoy Pokadati, who brought about the Ten Makos, and took us out of Mitzrayim. No? Bayaminu Bahashem of Moshe Avdo. That's the second kais. That's the second kais, a recognition of Navi. The third kais is a Dar HaFlaga, Olam Haba. That, he says, we recite over Birchas HaMozen. Now, this is difficult. Okay, this is a little bit difficult, but he has a very nice riot that he's saying is correct, even though it's, why is Birchas HaMozen an expression of a recognition, Gesundheit of Olam Haba? First of all, I guess, I assume what he means is, eating represents satisfaction. The true V'achalto v'savato uveirachlif Hashem Elokecha. There's a physical eating and there's a spiritual eating. The true satisfaction of Sviya comes in a spiritual satisfaction. The only time we add a new harachamon into benching is the Lel Seder. Harachamon yanichileinu yom shekul oruch, yom shekul toiv, yom shetzadikim yoishvin, the atar seim b'roshayim, the nenin miziv hashchina. Is that in this world or the next world? Next world. Why do you add that to benching? Why is that in the middle of benching? Put that nusach somewhere in the Haggadah later on. That's in this world. But you're also adding in sadikim yoishin v'nenim miziv hashchina. Why is it in the benching? Obviously, the benching, there's a benching, you thank Hashem for physical food. And the bread, you know, matzah is michla dinhem nusa. It's a spiritual satisfaction. True spirituality is not in this world. It's in the Olam Haba. And that's why this nusach is injected into the Birchas HaMazon, because the Birchas HaMazon alludes to the third element of Emunah, a belief in schar, the oinesh, in the next world. And then, very similar, the last kais is near, so the last kais we recite on Halal Gadol is a bakasha of nishmas, of bakasha for Yimos HaMashiach, Kosh Eliyahu. It leads into Kosh Eliyahu. After we finish Kosh Eliyahu, we fill up Yimos HaMashiach. We fill up the fourth kos, and we lead into the fourth. We recite Halal. It's Yimos HaMashiach. So these four elements of emuna, are really alluded to in the four cups of wine. First cup of wine is belief in the Ribbono Shel Olam. He took us out of the tribe. It's all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second kais is Moshe Rabbeinu brought about all of these nisim. V'amin b'Hashem Moshe Avdo. The third kais is Birchas HaMazon, which is Olam Haba. It's the dar haflaga. And the fourth kais is Tikkun for Yemos HaMashiach of Sodom. Okay, another example. The other example, the Arba Banim. The four Banim correspond to these four elements. Chacham. What does the Chacham want to know? The Chacham wants to know more ha'avoyda ha'zoyz lachem. Ribbono shel Olam, you teach him about Hilchos HaPesach, ein maftir nachar HaPesach ha'vikoymin. What is the Karan Pesach? Karan Pesach is you bring a sacrifice to Hashem. Af ato emeloi Hilchos HaPesach. The Pesach is the Yidin Ribbono shel Olam. It's Poshet, right? The Chacham's more ha'avoyda ha'zoyz lachem. What is this all about? So what do you tell the Chacham? Ki hilchos ha-Pesach. What is a Pesach? It's a sacrifice to Hashem. You bring a carbon to Hashem, you have to be aware there's a Ribbono shel Olam. Rosh is very easy. You don't even need an example. Rosh is lochem v'lelo ilu ha-yishem lo yihanigol. The Rosh throughout all of the generations. What are the Roshah misnage to? The Chachamim. The Roshah misnage to Torah Shebal Peh. Why are you involving yourself in all the mitzvahs that are born on? All of the conservative Jews and reform and all stems from a hisnagdus of Torah Shebal Peh. And that's alluded to, okay, that you have to go into extract how you see that in the Rasha. The Tam alludes to Olam Haba. Mo Ma Zois. And what do you say? B'yot chazaka hotziacha Hashem Mitzrayim. The Tam, now he explains this is a word in and of itself. the Tan. Not only explains the Tan, let me tell you, there's a short saiva which explains the Tan. There was a Maisa Shahaya, a person went to visit the Belzer Rebbe, the old Belzer Rebbe in Europe. And he wasn't able to get in, he was nowhere to stay, whatever the story was. So he had no choice that he had to hang out until he got to the Belzer Rebbe by just walking through the streets, Lel Pesach, and he observed other people do their Seder. There are a lot of stories like this. Amaratzim, he observed them through the window doing a Seder. And he saw an Amaretz make a Seder. And he went to this, and when he came, the Chochem he read, when he came to the Tam, he said, Tam Mahu Oimer. And this Amaretz began to cry hysterically. What is this guy crying hysterically for? When he said, Avad Mahidu, he didn't cry. When he said, Chochem Oimer, when he said this, all that comes, Tam Mahu Oimer. Well, what are you crying about? So he goes into the Tam, goes to the Amaretz. Why are you crying when you say Tam? So in the process of asking, he discovered that he's such an Amaretz, he doesn't even know what he's saying. All he thinks, in their language, and even in our language, Tam is Hossam. The word is Hossam. Hossam means there. The word Hossam in the Gemara is Hocha, here, and there is Hossam. The He is only a vowel. Tom in Aramaic means there. And the He is either a vowel, or it's a prefix, or it's just to be mishaper the word tam, or tom. Tom in Aramaic means there. This fellow said that when I read the words tam, mahu oimer, he thought it meant in oilam haba, there, what are they saying about us? And the person said, we're nothing. We're nothing. We're garbage. So he began to cry. That's how he mistakenly translated the words of the Haggadah. He doesn't know. He didn't have an art scroll. So he says, Tam Mahu Oimer. He thought it meant, in Shemayim, Hossam, Zir, what do they think about us? What are they saying about us creatures living on this world? Are we fulfilling our tafkid in this world? And this simple man, he was smart enough to realize we're not, and he began to cry. This person then went to the Belzer Rebbe, and he told him what he saw, and the Belzer Rebbe said to him, it was Kedai. Everything that happened to you, all of your troubles coming to get here and not being taken in and so on and so forth, that you should see this. That's why it happened that you should see this person cry, because of his understanding of the Haggadah, because he knows something, he's right. That's exactly what the Tam is. It's exactly, the Tam is related to the Aramaic word Hossam. The Tam, a simple person, has a challenge of relating to Olam Haba. That's the Dor HaFlaga. That's the third child. The She'ena Yoidea Lishol is Mashiach. If we really knew how to ask for Mashiach, it would have been here a long time ago. Afal pi she'yismameh im kol zachakele b'chol yom she'yavai. What is taking so long for Mashiach to come? What is taking so long? You know what's taking so long? Because She'enai, the whole Klal Yisrael relating to Mashiach is in the category of She'enai Yoidea Lishol. They don't know how to ask for Mashiach. They just don't know what they're missing. They don't understand what the Mashiach is all about. If you really appreciated what Mashiach was all about, you would have requested it a long time ago, and Hashem in His kindness would have given it to you. So you have another idea where you see that the four banim, to a certain degree, correspond to the four generations, the four generations. At a time, he goes on and on and on. He reads the whole Chad Gad. He has a beautiful one, the Chad Gad. He shows the Chad Gad. He's also this four Emunah. He really fits in very, very well. Maybe we'll do tomorrow. And he has many other elements of the Seder where he shows. I gave you two. So far, Dal Malchios. Okay, he shows Dal Malchios corresponds to this as well. But I showed you. Yes, he does. He shows you. He brings it out very, very well. So far, we have gone through four. We've gone through the four generations where it's all rooted. Which is the principle of the four elements of Emunah. There are four elements of Emunah which have been damaged by the four generations of Bereshis, Bidim Osi, Arsi, Amse. And now when we come to the Seder, we're trying to be Mesaken and bring out these elements, the four cups of wine and the four banim. We have to discuss the Dal de Malchios. We have to discuss also the Chagadia, and he has a lot more, which I don't remember right now at this moment, but another time.